I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Monday, June 27th. Last week's moonlight has retreated to the hours after midnight, rising about 40 minutes later each night and thinning to a waning crescent, visible in the early morning skies to a few early birds or night owls. And though we are just past the longest day of the year, our sunsets are at their latest of the year this week, due to the Earth's position in its orbit nearing its farthest point. The Earth actually travels slightly slower, but still spins at the same rate on its tilted axis. This combination shifts the earliest sunrise a few weeks before the solstice, while it delays the latest sunset until the next few days. All of this is to say that we will have to be patient to enjoy the dark of the evening, with sunset near 8:35 and complete darkness arriving between 10:15 and 10:30. But when it does, we are just at the beginning of the viewing window for one of the marvels of the heavens, the Milky Way. Arched from south to north, crossing high in the east, this well-known but very subtle feature of the sky requires a dark sky, not just the absence of moonlight, but as little artificial light as possible. Fortunately, much of our area enjoys dark skies, or they're only a short drive away. The return of the Milky Way, this week on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.